Postal officials say carriers plan to deliver mail today in rural areas of Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska, despite the discovery of 14 pipe bombs since Friday. 6 people were injured after some of the devices exploded. Authorities are calling it domestic terrorism. Accompanying the bombs were anti-government letters in plastic bags. Investigators say they're following every lead. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports clues can be hard to find in bombing cases.
Explosions cause immediate chaos. Firefighters, medical response teams, and police rush to the scene, and a current of fear runs through the community. That's the first hurdle that investigators must jump, says Jim Cavanaugh, special agent of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Agents have to get there, let that settle down, and start a very intrinsic forensic examination of the crime scene, and a crime scene that's different, really, from any other crime scene, because by its very nature, the evidence is destroyed.
There begins the painstaking process of reconstructing bomb fragments and collecting explosive residue. In the ongoing pipe bomb case in the Midwest, investigators have recovered both intact and detonated bombs. Cavanaugh says that's a treasure trove of evidence.
The more you have, the more insight you can get. Now we can see the methodology of how they constructed this device, which somehow can tell us a little bit about the bomber themselves. Who made this? What was the purpose behind it? You know, a bomb can have a purpose. How big is it? How powerful is it? What was written on it? And they start trying to give you some insight into the person.
The data about the bomb and its circumstances are entered into an ATF database with many thousands of files on criminal bombings. It can match the type of bomb, components, even techniques with other cases. That can suggest leads. The ATF also regulates all businesses that make or sell bombs and parts. Agents attempt to trace those back to a source. Evidence doesn't always point to who did it, but investigators still collect information from victims and witnesses, as well as sweeping the crime scene for fingerprints, hair, and DNA evidence, Cavanaugh says.
Like any crime, you're trying to tie the perpetrator to the scene of the crime, whether that's a homicide or a robbery or a bombing. And then you have to be able to bring that into a court and convince 12 people beyond a reasonable doubt that this is the person that did it.
So the most action-packed phase of a bombing investigation is not usually where the most work happens. Cavanaugh likens it to a battlefield.
What you may see, you know, out in front of the battle is explosions and gunshots and chaos and so forth. But what's happening back at the division or battalion headquarters is a different story. Decisions are being made on where to move people. Information is pouring in on what's happening on the flanks. This is the same thing in a bomb investigation.
In the current mailbox pipe bomb case, agents from the FBI, U.S. Postal Inspection, the ATF, and city and state police are gathering at the FBI offices in Omaha, Nebraska, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They're hoping the clues they're following will soon lead to a perpetrator. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.